As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, June the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, at least news, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions, yeah, that too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all searching for that elusive pursuit of happiness. Anyway, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512. Yes, that 512 conspiracy. 512-904-8014. You join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also may send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost, like become vocal local host, at centurytel1l.net. Always like to get your emails. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. You can send your love offerings in faith, right? A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying this broadcast today. Thank you very, very much, gentlemen, for doing so. And our call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that information, contact information, whatnot, can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. And all of our archives are carefully and accurately indexed and stashed away for you at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals and crude oil gain as the U.S. dollar index softens. We'll talk about that in the market reports. All eyes are on Greece, foreclosure gate, Walmart women, BP, Macondo. It's all in the news basket for today. Intro to business, communal ghosts, enterprise zones, statism, and FEMA. They'll all be discussed as well. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Again, Tuesday, June the 21st, 2011. It is the summer solstice equinox. It is the first day of summer. It is the longest day of summer. Boy, the dogs are on the porch. Anyway, gold up $2.50 at $1,543 an ounce. Not being impacted by those summer doldrums. Silver up 8 cents at $36.14. Platinum up 12 bucks at $1,745. Palladium up $14 at $759 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,539.20 for a low, $1,546.40 for a high. It's going straight up as of airtime. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. But at $1,543, your gold is up year to year $312.20 for a 25.37% return on your investment. Again, up 312 year to year for 25.37% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, bunch of price fixers that they are. They set the price at $1,543 even, and that's exactly where it was at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report for Tuesday, June the 21st, 2011. This is, again, summer solstice, equinox. We'll talk about that in a moment. But anyway, gold was up $2.50 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago at $1,543 even. Silver up 8 cents at $36.14. Platinum up $12 at $17.45. And palladium up 14 bucks a troy ounce at $759. The London gold fix again at $15.43 even. We've got a spike going on the Kitco chart right now. It's going straight up. The bulls are in the market. Somebody's in the market. Looks like they've got a ETF buy going down here. Things are looking pretty good. We'll see how it goes for the rest of the day. The SPDR gold shares, speaking of the devil, the ETFs overnight unchanged. They claim this morning to be holding 1,209.14 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $60 billion U.S. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 76 at 12,080. The NASDAQ closed up 13 at 26.30, and the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 12.78, up 7 at 12.78. Crude oil this morning, wow. Yeah, it's up $1.13, but it's at $94.39. You do the math there. It's 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude as they are delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma. You do the math, it comes out to $2.25 a gallon for crude. No wonder it's $3 and change at your local gas station, stop and rob, and you're the one that's getting robbed anyway. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 29 basis points. It's 74.72. That's that trade-weighted basket of currencies, little Timmy's basket of currencies. We got a basket of currencies here ourselves in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where we find this morning, as a result of this move in the U.S. dollar index, the Canadian loonie bumps up 51 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The Mexican peso up 39 basis points, just barely by rounding up, just barely. Back at the 9-cent level again, the multiplier for the Mexican peso is 11.8180 pesos per dollar. In other words, 9 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop this morning. The euro up 54 basis points at $1.44. The British pound up 0.04 or 4 basis points at $1.62. And the Swiss franc up 38 basis points at $1.19. Everything pretty much in the green this morning. The bonds market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasuries, bonded indebtedness, the 2-year yield is at 0.38%, still frightfully low. The 10-year yield, the benchmark is at 2.97, the 30 at 4.21. The mortgage market this morning for the fixed rate mortgages, I would recommend that you avoid the adjustable rate mortgage market like the plague that it is. But the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moving down from 3.81% a month ago to 3.67 this morning. 3.67% for a 15-year mortgage. If you're a borrower, there you go. 30-year mortgages move down from 4.59% in the fixed rate market to 4.50. These are national averages. And the prime rate, again, always at 3.25%. Everything's always prime plus, you know, prime plus when you go talk to a banker. But that ain't exactly what's happening in the rest of the market. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 42.69 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the Econoday Day calendar we go for Tuesday. Again, we find that the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting begins this morning. They have the Goldman store sales are out, the Red Book's out. A little later, the existing home sales will be out. Looks like we'll probably have that report during the broadcast, so let's just go right into it and see what we've got. The Goldman store sales, how are the retailers doing? Well, weak sales in the last 2 weeks are prompting Goldman to trim their June forecast by 1 full percentage point to a year-on-year same-store plus of 2.5% midpoint, excluding gas, and to a plus 3.5, including the gas. Father's Day failed to spur much interest. Everyone rolled over and slept in. No one went shopping. Here's another one. Redbook, in contrast to the ICSC, Goldman Redbook reports rising growth in the retail sales. I guess it just depends on which store you shop at. Anyway, at a 4.2% lift to its month-to-month tally, a couple of tenths to a very solid plus 1%. Goldman describes Father's Day as a retail flop, but not the Red Book, which reports a rise in related traffic that spilled over into other product areas. So, six of one, half a dozen of the other, as they say. Figures don't lie, but liars figure, and the government has a bad habit of lying. Let's go into this one. Dow Chemical, you know, you talk about water everywhere, not a drop to drink. According to the Green Cross optimist, Mikhail Gorbachev and the boys, Dow Chemical is to drive surging water unit sales by slashing energy costs. What's this all about? Ben Sills writing it for Bloomberg. Dow Chemical aims to increase sales at its water unit by more than 60% over the next 5 years by slashing the cost of its filtration technology. At first I looked at this, I thought, what is this all about? And hear about Fukushima, you know, they're having a hard time filtering that radioactive water. I thought, well, maybe they got a breakthrough. Well, no, this is a little different. Dow Chemical, will reduce the energy required to remove the salt from seawater to as little as 2 kilowatt hours per cubic meter. Yeah, cubic meter, about 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot. Anyway, in 2015, from about 2.7 kilowatt hours today, to cut overall costs by about a third from 2008 levels. You can see why water everywhere, not a drink to drop to drink, but it's called blue gold. blue gold. You start drinking out of the ocean for our water. Of course, you're going to have to deal. You'll have to compete with all of the radioactive salmon for the water. But nevertheless, you start drinking out of the ocean, and it's going to cost you about 2.7 kilowatt hours for a cubic foot or cubic meter of water. Anyway, what was once a niche separation technology is now being utilized much more broadly. And what kind of technology is this? Well, it's reverse osmosis filters. If you think about it, just go ahead and push it out of your mind. You know, if everybody on the planet is drinking water that's been filtered, in other words, it's been pushed through something, forced through something, flowed through something by gravity or otherwise, it's that through something that's starting to really bother me. What are they pushing all of our water through? If every drop of water I drink comes out of a Berkey filter, it becomes eminently more important for me to know what Berkey makes their filters out of, doesn't it? Anyway, just throwing that out for thought. Moser Bayer, well, these guys don't sound like Irish Catholics to me. Bayer, Moser Bayer, may start India's largest solar plant within 3 weeks. Then Natalie Abiko Pearson writing this one for Bloomberg. Moser Bayer Limited, India's second largest maker of solar cells. Wow, you'd think it'd be something else, you know, like Pathambra Damba Damba or something, but no, it's Moser Bayer. Well, you can't go any place on the planet without getting away from these guys. Anyway, India's second largest maker of solar cells plans to start the country's biggest solar cell power plant in the next 3 weeks. It's right on top of them. We'll pick that up right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com.
That's TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Wonder how long it would take to fly a Twin Otter turboprop from Borobudzhan down here into India. Most days. Well, I don't know. And they got that Jewish autonomous oblast there on the northern north side of the Amur River valley in there. Anyway, pretty interesting place. If you haven't studied it up, you might want to check it out. It's called the JAR. If you want to put it in your browser, the JAR, you can also look at the capital, Borobudzhan. And it's most interesting, right on the northern shore, northern border, if you will, of China. Anyway, been there a long time. That was Stalin's final solution. Man, it's pretty well situated, you'd have to say so. But anyway, this guy, these people, Moser Bear, or maybe it's Moshe Bauer, you know, Bowers, like Redshields, like Rothschilds. Anyway, they got this big deal cooking over here in India. Commissioning is subject to grid connection. Of course, if you follow Lockheed Martin, they're really into beyond more than smart now. They got a more than smart grid. It used to be just a smart grid. Now it's a more smart grid. It's more is better, bigger, and faster, too, probably. But the 30-megawatt project in the western state of Gujarat would be India's largest solar voltaic plant to date, according to data compiled by Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Photovoltaic plants directly convert sunlight into electricity by using semiconductors. Moser Bayer was up 3.2%, blah, blah, blah. The project will use thin film panels that are coated with a layer of semiconductor materials to absorb sunlight. Now, the other day in Japan, we heard about that South Korean that grew up in Japan, became a billionaire. He's in the telecommunications industry, and he's talking thin film panels, too. Wants to make a big deal out of it over in Japan, replace the nuclear with thin film solar panels. Anyway, probably find out more about that as it goes further. Of course, Siemens, they're always in there squirting around. Anyway, Siemens receives orders for an offshore wind power plant in China. Wow, all eyes are on the east, aren't they? Maja Rosa Vera writing this one for Bloomberg. Siemens received an order to supply 21 wind turbines with an output of 2.3 megawatts and a rotor diameter of 101 meters each. Wow, 300 footers. It's 150-foot blades, each for an offshore project in Rundong County in China's Jiangsu province. The customer is a unit of China Longyuan Power Group Corporation Limited. The company said in an emailed statement today, 21 wind turbines. Siemens knocking in some big money there on that contract. Would have been great to be the broker. Merrill, that'd be Merrill Lynch. That would be a good idea. Merrill must face class action over mortgage securities. This by Bob Van Boris and Tom Weedick, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Merrill Lynch unit must face a class action suit on behalf of at least 1,800 investors over mortgage-backed securities. This one's not going away, folks. A federal judge ruled. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff. That's appropriate, isn't it? Jed Rakoff in Manhattan certified a class or a group of all investors in the securities which were sold from February the 2006 through September of 2007. Rakoff also granted the investors' request to appoint New York-based Bernstein Litowitz, Berger and Grossman, LLP, as lead lawyers for the case. Well, you know they're gonna win this one. A name like that. I'm a lawyer. I work for the partnership here. Bernstein Litowitz, Berger and Grossman. Wow. Anyway, after careful consideration and for reasons that will be stated in a forthcoming written opinion, the corp hereby grants both motions. Rakoff wrote in an order released on the 16th. Well, that's that news. Keep your eyes peeled. Bank of America. Some people say I used to be Bank of Italy. Banco Italia. Ah, well. Deepwater Horizon manager refuses to testify in spill lawsuits. They're keeping it mum over at the deep water. Laurel Brubaker Calkins and Margaret Cronin Fisk collaboratively writing. Don't know who brought the pencils and who brought the paper, but together they did an article. Jimmy Wayne Harrell. Guy sounds like he ought to be a TV guy. You know, Jimmy Wayne Harrell. Anyway, Transocean Limited Rigs, highest ranking drilling employee on the Deepwater Horizon rig before it exploded and sank, refused to testify in civil lawsuits over the accident, according to records. Yeah, he was concerned about something. We'll find out what he's concerned about in a moment. But Harold, the rig's offshore installation manager, was in charge of drilling activities on the Deepwater Horizon, which they say here exploded on April the 20th of 2010. Everybody remember that? Seems like ancient history, doesn't it? While drilling a BP PLC well off the Louisiana coast, well, why don't we just say Macondo? While Macondo gently weeps, probably still is, too, Harold, the point man between BP and the drilling crew, told federal investigators at public hearings in New Orleans last year that he was in command of the rig before the explosion, which killed 11 workers. The parties have been advised that Harold will invoke his Fifth Amendment privilege, ain't saying a word, not saying nothing, all right, against self-incrimination. The Macondo well blowout, they say, led to hundreds of lawsuits against BP and its partners and contractors. Su Shan is handling the scheduling of depositions for lawsuits combined in a court. Halliburton Corporation engineer last month also declined to testify, according to court filings. Everybody's mumming up here. They're lawyered up and they're shutting up. Well, here's a little bit more. We'll close it on this. Brown said he heard Harrell reluctantly agree to proceed as BP wanted. Reluctantly. And here's the quote. Guess that's what we have those pinchers for, close quote, Harrell said as he left a meeting with BP's company man. I don't know if the Ergen gang was hanging around. They like to use pinchers on parts of your anatomy. They do. But that's probably not what he had in mind. Anyway, there's more to that article, and it's up on the web today. Here's an article. Jump over here and check this one out. Anchorage Daily News, ADN.com. It's an older article published on December the 1st of 2010. BP halts work on drilling rig on island off the North Slope. Now, last night I heard a broadcast with Lindsay Williams. That's right. That's right. The man behind the curtain, Mr. X, Y, or Z, he had another word of prophecy or another bug to put into Lindsay's ear. Lindsay's out selling his DVDs again. Anyway, nevertheless, this is what he was talking about. Of course, Lindsay said they were hauling this thing in, and wow, it's going to be a big deal. Well, kind of old news, but that's the way it goes. Maybe Lindsay's internet connection is down. BP announced Tuesday, this be a long time ago, December the 1st, 2010. BP announced Tuesday it suspended work on the most critical piece of its $1.5 billion Liberty oil field development in the Beaufort Sea, a massive drilling rig. Now, of course, this is going to be, as Lindsay says, this is going to be Gull Island. All right, everybody heard about Gull Island, the energy non-crisis? Lindsay's books. I've got all of his books, some of his videos, too. But anyway, I've read them, you know. Can't take it away from the man. He put a lot of words on paper. Anyway, BP said it needs to begin a broad engineering review of the rig to address a number of problems that have arisen during the rig's construction on a man-made island. You can Google this one yourself, by the way. I'll drop a link into the chat room. But BP, again, said it needs to begin a broad engineering review. Here's a quote. We've gotten to the point that we need to step back, take a time out, and make sure that all of these systems, including some critical safety systems, are just like they need to be. Well, maybe Lindsay's Mr. X is right. Maybe they stepped back, took a time out, let a year go by, checked out all their systems, and they're ready to get started. What is this thing all about? Well, previously, BP had expected to produce oil from Liberty's first production well next year, but that is probably not going to happen, they said. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Quite a development, kind of like new news.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So going into this little story, and I'm sure you'll hear Lindsay Williams out all over the internet now for the next couple of days with his latest little birdie in the talking to him in his ear again from Mr. X behind the curtain, man that can't be identified because he's in the elite, of course. You know, he's been in the elite, but the pastor's, you know, the elite pastor, you know, he knows what's happening, but he brought our attention to this article. Somebody's going to continue with it. BP again said it needs to begin a broad engineering review of this rig. All right, this is a $1.5 billion Liberty oil field development in the Beaufort Sea, a massive drilling rig. This is a Gull Island jobby here, apparently. BP had expected to begin producing oil from Liberty's first production well next year. Of course, this article in 2010, that would be now. But they say it's probably not going to happen. Well, is it going to happen or is it not going to happen? But the BP project has been under intense scrutiny since the company's massive oil leak from the Deepwater Horizon rig in the Gulf of Mexico, and they're still mummed up about that, aren't they? Still haven't been able to bail out all the people in Louisiana that have been impacted in Florida, Alabama, etc., all the way around the Gulf in there. Also, the company has been under fire for the North Slope spills in the past 4 years. My question is, what the hell are we doing with BP out there messing with our oil in the first place? And kick them limeys out of here. Anyway, we should be doing this oil exploration ourselves. Continuing, Reinhardt said BP will apply any lessons it's learned. Oh, God, lessons learned. Right up the sustainable development alley again. Learned from the Deepwater rig accidents to the Liberty Project. Yeah, I don't even want to know what lessons they learned there. how to screw over the Americans one more time, how to destroy a water, you know, anyway. It's a really important project, he says. It's got to be done right. The company has called Liberty one of its biggest investments on the North Slope in nearly a decade. The rig components were shipped to the barges in 2009. Hey, get a grip. Oh, my. Last night, Lindsay was saying that they just brought it in. Well, I guess it's been there for a couple of years. Anyway, since then, BP's contractors have been assembling the rig on the 31-acre man-made island, part of the Endicott oil field built in the 1980s. BP plans to drill the Liberty wells from the Endicott Island. Reinhardt, Endicott Island, maybe that's the Gull Island they're talking about. Reinhardt said the work suspension will affect about 100 contractors, but he didn't know if they'd be laid off or transferred. In other words, anyway, what's all this about? Well, at peak production, the Liberty oil field is expected to produce about 40,000 barrels of oil per day, but the North Slope fields currently produce about $650,000 a barrel, or 650,000 barrels a day, so I guess it's not that big a deal. Apparently, according to Mr. Williams, the elite have decided to peg gasoline prices at $5 a gallon. Well, as I mentioned in the beginning, the crude oil at $94.39 a barrel, those 42-gallon barrels, you do the math, it comes out to $2.25 a gallon for crude oil delivered to the Cushing hub. You apply the Keystone markup to that. $5, I guess, would be reasonable profit expectations for them, but of course it's disastrous to us. $5 is no bonus. But Lindsay says that the intention of the elites are to crush us. Crush us. Crush our economy, collapse the U.S. dollar. Then we'll come begging like puppies when they hand out something new, I guess, in the near future. Well, let's jump over here. That's enough of that. Talk a little bit more about the bank foreclosures. Bank foreclosure deal may include state choice on write-downs. You know, you don't want to get the state involved in this, but unfortunately the states are involved in this. I wonder if anybody's ever going to see any of the money from the banks. Of course, we loaned it into existence to pay off the bankers. Then the state's attorney generals got involved, and they're inside intercepting the money. And then they're going to dole the money out to whom they want, when they want, apparently. Andrew Harris and David McLaughlin writing this one for Bloomberg. States may get to individually choose an impossible nationwide foreclosure settlement with U.S. banks how to use any money, including whether to apply the funds towards principal reductions for borrowers, Georgia Attorney General Sam Olin said. Wait a minute. That doesn't sound well at all right? The banks are in there, and they're going to figure out how to use the money to get out of the bank. What on earth is all this about? Including those choices may broaden support for any deal among the attorneys general who oppose requiring banks to fund principal write-downs. Olin said in an interview he estimated as many as 20 of his colleagues oppose the reductions. While one attorney general might want to use it for principal write-downs, other AGs may use it for different methodologies to assist their constituents. Attorneys general and federal officials are negotiating with five largest mortgage servicers in the U.S., including the Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, to set the standards for the way the banks service loans and conduct foreclosures. Attorneys general from all 50 states began investigating bank procedures last year. This story is not going to go away anytime soon, but it doesn't look like it's going to go too well for the people out there that actually got raped. There's a little bit more. Of course, it goes away beyond that. You know, with that MERS system that's breaking the chain of title, all those properties, you can't repair that break in the chain of titles. You don't know who went to where, you know, who bought it, who sold it, who, where did it go. So there'll be a permanent cloud on the title of all those properties. And all of the costs to all of us, you know, it's not just the people that were nailed with the foreclosure fraud. When the real estate values of across America went down 30, 35, maybe 40% in some places, it didn't just impact people who've taken a mortgage out on their house. It impacted everybody. These banking batards, be strung up by their bank books and hung till dead. Anyway, here's another one. Greg Storr writing this one. Walmart. Okay, the Walmart girls. They're coming out in force. U.S. Supreme Court gave the country's largest companies a new shield from multi-billion-dollar lawsuits as the justices rejected a bid to sue Walmart Stores Incorporated on behalf of more than 1 million female workers. Wow. Workers of the world unite. Anyway, the ruling limits the ability of plaintiff's lawyers to win large awards through a single lawsuit, particularly against employers. It's the second such step this year from the court, which in April said companies can channel customer and employee grievances into arbitration without the possibility of class actions. Well, let me just interject my common sense into this. Walmart is a private company, is it not? If Walmart wants to pay Joe Blow something and somebody else something, that's their business. You go to work for a company, if they tell you to stand on aisle 3 and jump up and down for 8 hours, the job is to stand on aisle 3 and jump up and down for 8 hours. If you didn't like the pay, you shouldn't have gotten into it. I mean, it's like a contract, isn't it? What's your beef? At least you got a job, whether you're male, or you're female, or otherwise. If they tell you to do twiddly-winks or to go over there and clean out the cabinet, do it. No, that's the job. Does it make any difference if they say, take everything off of this pallet and stack it over there? 20 minutes later, they tell you to take everything off that you just stacked there, put it back on the pallet. Does it make any difference? No. You're working for the boss. The boss tells you what to do, tells you how much he's going to pay, when you can come in. He's the one that tells you whether you're going to get promoted or not promoted. But that ain't the way it works. I guess in this new America where everything's equal, the equity department. The latest decision will have its most direct effect on a job bias case. 5 of the court's 9 justices said class action status is incompatible with a nationwide suit alleging local store managers had too much discretion over hiring and promotion. Had too much discretion over hiring and promotion? I promote who I'm going to promote, and I'm going to hire who I'm going to hire. And I'm going to fire who I'm going to fire. I'm going to demote who I'm not going to, you know, promote. And that's the way it is. You work for a private company. What did you, well, anyway, I guess we're just gone so far down the road with the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto that we can't see daylight anymore in this country. Let's go to the next article before I puke. German investor confidence falls in June. Better watch this one. Falls in June, investor confidence. Watch what's happening in Greece. Jeff Black and Gabi Thessing, collaboratively writing this one, presumably from an office and not from a motel. Investor confidence in Germany, Europe's largest economy, dropped to the lowest in 2.5 years in June as the region's debt crisis dimmed the economic outlook. There are those that say Germany's economy will never fall, but better keep your eyes peeled. When the euro goes, the whole thing's going to go, and it'll go in a matter of days. The ZEW Center for European Economic Research in Mannheim said its index of investors and analysts' expectations, which aims to predict development 6 months in advance, then it goes on, talks about a bunch of numbers. Germany's benchmark DAX index has set about 4% since reaching this year's high on May the 2nd, as investors grow increasingly concerned that Greece will default on its debts. We're watching for that vote of confidence today on George Papandreou. If he don't get the vote he needs, default is imminent. The U.S. economy is also slowing, clouding export prospects. So far, Germany's economy remains unscathed. Well, that might change. The ZEW's drop looked scary at first and was no doubt prompted by the cooling in the U.S. economy and the ongoing Greek saga. And this is just the beginning of the woes. This will be the beginning of sorrows. Greece goes upside down. Watch the little pigs' houses burn right up. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Let's not lose sight of or track of or the memory of the Koch brothers. You know, you can go up on their website and take a look at it for yourself, the Koch brothers or Koch brothers, whatever you want to call them, Cox or Kochs. Anyway, one way or the other, they're on us and they're at us. But, you know, they practice this idea. Their business model is creative destruction off the model that was set up by Schumpeter a long time ago. Schumpeter, you might want to check him out a little bit, too. Creative destruction, but apparently, you know, the idea here with this Arab Spring Revolution has been set up for years, and we talked about that before. Look at the Albert Einstein Institute. There's a bunch of Zionists. Anyway, just take a look at that. The goal there is to depose every royal family and throw down every government in the Middle East. And you can see that it's just going that way, right on around, you know. Where do you want to start? Kuwait? All right, just run right around Kuwait. And then what is the next one? Bahrain. And the next one is what? Qatar. And then what? Abu Dhabi. The United Arab Emirates. Then go down around Oman. Then Yemen. Yeah, man. Yo, man. Get down to Egypt. Yeah. Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud. Can you believe it? Take it right on across. Pick up Libya. Go into Tunisia. Yeah. Morocco is next. Don't wait there. We're going to go up and take care of the pigs, too, while we're at it. Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Spain, Greece. Why, it's the Mediterranean Union being emerged. And in all of this, what are we going to do? We're going to destroy the U.S. economy. It's going to be the end of the petrodollar. The dollar's going to be dead. It's all coming, all right? The goal is to cut off America's oil supply. But what are the Kochs talking about? You know, we've been hearing about fracking, all right? Well, they don't like fracking anymore. So if we don't do fracking, then maybe the cocks aren't going to get their way. They'll have to practice a little bit more creative destruction. You got to get them on their knees and get them begging. And we're not there yet, but we're coming, probably. Going to there. America's going to default on its national debt, just like Greece is going to. Depends on how this vote goes, whether it'll be sooner or whether it'll be later. I don't think there's any question that they will. People in Greece, you know, they got this crack team coming in of 300. Won't take that government down. Going to be bringing in the New World Order. That's what the elite want. All right. It's all coming. Just a matter of days. Anyway, we'll watch as it happens. Continuing, Germany's benchmark, the DAX, shed about 4% since reaching this year's high on May the 2nd. The zoo drop looks scary, no doubt prompted by the cooling in the U.S. economy and the ongoing Greek saga. Continues, debt crisis. Companies have ramped up investment and hiring to meet booming orders from the Asian markets, helping drive an economic expansion of 1.5% in the first quarter. Then it goes on, talks about BMW, Celesio, the biggest drug wholesaler, and others. The worsening debt crisis in several European countries is affecting our business more and more strongly, the chief executive officer Fritz Osterl said that day. The IMF on the 17th of June cut its forecast for U.S. growth in 2011 for the second time in 2 months. Hey, it's not going up. It's going down. Greek vote. In Europe, governments are struggling to restore investor confidence and avert the region's first sovereign default. The government of Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is teetering after European leaders failed to agree on releasing a loan payment that would spare Greece from default as domestic resistance to budget cuts intensifies. Papandreou bases a vote of confidence in Parliament, they say, later today. All right? This is today's news. I keep waiting for that Greek vote to come out. And continue. Investors are certainly too pessimistic, said Alexander Koch, or Koch, depending on how you look at it. May not be a relation to the Koch brothers, an economist at UniCredit Group in Munich. Quote, the Germany economy will cool, but that doesn't mean growth will be very weak and that we're entering a downturn. So just keep watching that one. Papandreou confidence vote may decide Greece's fate by Maria Petrakis, writing for Bloomberg yesterday at 6 o'clock p.m. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou faces a confidence vote in his government today that may determine whether Greece becomes the first euro area country to default. Of course, the people have been just, you know, going over the top, hundreds of thousands, if not sometimes millions, in demonstrations, running all the trucks around the capital there, saying that they're all in prison. Oh, my. Tonight's vote caps a week of turmoil for Papandreou, fended off a revolt from the ranks of his ruling socialist PASOK party in Parliament last week. That came after the opposition parties rejected his call for a national unity government. Let's see, would that be the National Socialist Party of Papandreou? Wow. NASDAQ, here we go again. The European Union leaders have insisted Papandreou secure multi-party support. Multi-party support, that's what you get in the multi-party, the socialist multi-party systems of Europe. Of course, we've got the same development here. That's why it's so important for us to abolish the established two-party political system and come back to a system of representative government limited only by the Constitution. You know, we don't have that today. Haven't had it for a long time either. The International Monetary Fund, contributor of a third of the bailout money for Greece, Ireland, and Portugal, has warned European leaders that a failure to take decisive action on the debt crisis risks triggering large global spillovers. Nobody. Will it ever? All right? It's going to include $112 billion package on the state asset sales and budget cuts. The people in Greece don't want to sell their country any more than we do. You know, the Grand Canyon's not for sale. Tell Hu Jintao to pack it up and split. Papandreou, 59, now has 155 seats in the 300-seat chamber after one PASOK deputy on June 14th resigned. Well, we'll see how his vote goes. He's reshuffling the cabinet. And the whole nine yards. Lots more going on that. National unity. Greek bonds and European stocks fell after that decision. The yield on Greece's 10-year bond climbed 41 basis points to 17.35%. That's the yield on the Greek 10-year. In the United States, U.S. 10-year, The yield is 2.97%. Finance ministers will meet July the 3rd to decide on Greece's loan. Greece's national unity has become a prerequisite for our partners. Venizelos, 54, said after his first meeting with the European counterparts in Luxembourg yesterday, quote, it should have been the nation's self-preservation instinct. Defeat tonight would embolden the opposition and could lead to elections, giving Antonis Samaras, the leader of the New Democracy. Oh, God, another democracy. The New Democracy. That's like the new democracy. The largest opposition party, the opportunity to pursue his vow to renegotiate the package. Quote, we cannot support a further policy mix exactly aligned with the first policy mix, which hasn't produced any of the results. Notice Mitarachi, alternative head of the economic policy for the opposition party, told Mariam Nemazi on Bloomberg Television, we agree on the goals of the program, but we disagree on the policy mix through which it's implemented. Well, there's more to that story. This is the first day of of summer. The four seasons determined by changing sunlight, not heat, which is determined by how our planet orbits the sun and the tilt of its axis. The first day of summer, the summer solstice, is the longest day of the year. The sun reaches its most northern point in the sky at local noon, and after this date, the days start getting shorter. On the first day of fall, that'll be in September, day and night are each about 12 hours long, with the actual time of equal day and night in the northern hemisphere occurring a few days after the autumnal equinox. There's more to that. Then the start of winter goes on. Spring equinox, March the 20th. Seems to me there was an earthquake there. Summer solstice, June the 21st. Fall equinox, September the 23rd. Winter solstice, December the 22nd. Those are the dates for this year. For all of those that are out there that have the solar calendars in mind. Well, anyway, got a little pamphlet or a flyer handout up at the local grocery. You know, everybody knows the Joplin. Joplin was hit by the tornado, and of course, immediately in came FEMA. Disaster assistance. This is put out, a brochure of a flyer put out by FEMA. On the front, it's in English. On the back, it's Asistencia por Desastre. Oh, God. Yeah, it's in Spanish on the back. For homeowners, renters, and businesses of all sides and private nonprofit organizations affected by severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding beginning on April the 19th of 2011, you can register by phone at 800-621-FEMA. 800-621-FEMA. Register like that one. Online, you can go to disasterassistance.gov, www.disasterassistance.gov. Or by a smartphone, it's just m.fema.gov. We'll find out a little bit about that and then proceed into our lesson for today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago,
From the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond. TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Certainly welcome to call in during the broadcast at 866-841-1065. We've got a caller in the queue. We'll come there in a minute. Just want to finish out this little flyer, all right? Disaster assistance. Saw this one at a grocery store. They had a stack of them there. A whole ream of these things been printed out. So I guess the money pipeline is open. Uncle Sucks got the printing presses running, and anybody and everybody, you know, this is the idea. Anyway, let's find out more about it. It says click apply online for FEMA assistance at disasterassistance.gov and then click on start registration. Now, that's what everybody was doing when Joseph and Mary were heading out, too. They were going for the registration, the big census. Yeah, you want to register for this one, I'm sure. Here, please have the following information available when you call. A phone number and a reliable alternate in case we need to get back to you. Yeah, right, in case we need to call you back. Sure. Dial 1. Anyway, address of the damaged property. That's your address. That would be your 911 address, all right? They want your 911, your enhanced 911 address. That's the one that has three-dimensional coordinate geometry on it. Why is that? That's so they can go up on the GIS, GPS, Global Governance Grid, and they can look at your property and assess the damage from space, all right? Then they want your Social Security number. You don't have a Social Security number? That gets you out of luck, Bubba. Current mailing address, well, is your mailing address the same as the address of the damaged property? Sometimes it would be, sometimes it wouldn't. They want a brief description of the damage. Insurance information, if you have insurance. They want your income and your bank account information, too, by the way. Disaster include assistance may, capitalize there, may include grants. Oh, yeah, grants. Grants to cover essential personal property losses. Low-interest loans available through the Small Business Administration. You know, that's at profit. They don't make those loans for free. There's an interest rate there. Housing assistance. Basic disaster recovery needs. Basic needs not covered by insurance. Uninsured medical, dental, funeral, and other miscellaneous expenses. Disaster recovery assistance. is available without regard to race, color, excuse me, sex, religion, national origin, age, disability, or economic status. So they keep running that drill over and over and over again. This is a spirit of division. They'll ask you what your race is, and they'll ask you what your color is. They'll ask you what your sex is. They'll ask you what your religion is. They'll ask you your national origin. They'll ask you your age, the disability, and your economic status, but they won't discriminate against you. This is the all y'all come theory. Anyone who believes they may have been discriminated against should contact FEMA. You know? And then they give you a couple of extra numbers. But that's what's going on up there. Let's go over here and go back to Texas and say good morning to Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, William. Let's put these devilish carbon counters to the side for a second and discuss the newest, most recent element for promotional scarcity.
All right.
It's gonna be water.
Water.
Water is that next elusive commodity, buddy, that's gonna be regulated and traded in its various forms, whether that be a solid, a steam, or vapor. So now that we put it on the market, what better to limit its availability than to further destroy its potability?
Exactly.
You know, desalination, as good as it is, William, I don't think it removes radioactivity.
No, I think that, you know, you'd be competing with the electronic salmon for that job. I don't know. I was up at the store the other day, and sure enough, they had all of this salmon. And for the first time in years, Mark, it was all U.S. salmon, and I didn't buy any. Ordinarily, I would. Hang on right there. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about water. Water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Of course, if we want to find out a little bit more about water, all we need to do is just turn to some of the writings of the globalists, for instance, like Chapter 18, right out of Agenda 21, Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio, protection of the quality of water and the supply of fresh water resources, the application of integrated approaches to the development and management and use of water resources. Freshwater resources are an essential component of the Earth's hydrosphere and an indispensable part of terrestrial ecosystems. The freshwater environment is characterized by the hydrological cycle, including floods and droughts, which in some regions have become more extreme and dramatic in their consequences. And also, you jump out of that and go right over to the Green Cross Optimist. I received this one with a cover letter addressed to me from Mikhail Gorbachev back on the 31st of May of 2004, wherein we see this magazine. It's the Green Cross Optimist. This is the spring 2004 edition, looking beyond the horizon, where he says this, the right to water for all. This is an article by Mario Soros. There's also another one, Water for All Quickly, by Gerald Mistralet, and others, The Dying RLC by Nikolai Mikhalchuk, or something like this. But the water crisis has been statistically documented. 1.5 billion people without access to potable water. 2.4 billion people living without proper sanitary services. 3 billion with no wastewater treatment facilities. As a result, 30,000 deaths are caused each day by the absence of clean water, and 18 million girls under 14 have no idea what it's like to go to school because they're forced to spend their day carrying water over great distances. That's right. Well, hey, the transfer of control over the world's water resources to such water kings as Suez, RWE Thames Water Group, Vivendi and Bechtel through the privatization of service provision, and Nestle, Coca-Cola, Danone, etc. through merchandising is becoming the order of the day. Water has become blue gold. How does that suit you, Mark?
What a setup. I love it. Now, the even on the Corps of Engineers site, you'll get a kick out of this. This goes with Agenda 21. Corps of Engineers considers the Missouri River a watershed. So they've already got the terminology down to a T. But let's face it, you know, this last winter, you think the Corps would have sent a couple old boys up to the mountains with a yardstick and said, and, you know, they could have just called back on their cell phone and said, you know, we just got a ton of snow up here. Oh, no, we wouldn't want to start opening up the dams, you know, maybe just a little at a time, you know, to maybe get a jump on this. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to send old Leroy and Bernard out there with a potato sack full of dynamite and a brand-new box of Strike King matches, okay? And they're going to go find a levee. It's kind of like if you got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. If you got a potato sack, everything looks like a mound of dirt now, don't it?
It sure does. And if you go down
so,
to...
So these Yahoos, now, they go up there, they blow these levees. Well, Lord have mercy, look what we got now. We got us a flood on our hands. Well, isn't it just so coincidental that right now they started to flood right after the farmers did what to all the land?
Plant them.
They loaded it up with fertilizer.
Okay.
So now we got the Dead Sea, the Gulf of Mexico, down there receiving who knows what all various applications they put on this anymore. I have no clue, but I bet a lot of, what I would consider positive to a potable water source.
I heard this morning on the news, I saw it on the news this morning, one of the articles that they've got snow up in Colorado, and this is the first day of summer. It's snowing right now as we speak. So, yeah, this is going to continue. But one of the things I'm really wondering about is those giant carp in the Mississippi. I mean, where are they going to wind up, you know? They're going to go upstream. every place you're going to find giant carp in your farm ponds, you know, et cetera. I think we really need to cut all the good old boys loose, you know, just make a moratorium on all other forms of fishing and put a bounty, $25 a head, no limit, no tackle requirements. You can use explosives if you want. And let's see whether or not the fishermen in the United States can clean that nasty carp problem out of the Mississippi. I think it'd be fun, wouldn't you? I could go camping there.
Bow hunters unite in flatboat sales. You need to invest in flat bottom boats, William. I'm telling you. Hey, you take care of yourself, buddy. Thanks for letting me on.
Okay, thank you too. Yeah, it's just it goes from insane to insanity. I'm telling you. Yeah, just trying to hang on day by day by day doing these broadcasts. It never seems to change. But I like that. I like that call. We always get a lot of good calls from each of the listeners that do bother to call into the broadcast. I'm going to go back and start looking at some of the stuff we've talked about recently. Talk about statism a little bit. Go back into our business and environmental factors. But before we do, I want to put this on a local level. Not only do we have flooding all across America today, and we've had tornadoes, and we've had windstorms, you know, and the Council for National Policy and all the Christian Zionists are out in storm. You know, they're all talking about the end times. But all what was the guy? Harold Camping, you know, the end of the world is here. Well, there's a lot of these prosperity pimps, these parrots of the pulpit, as Georgie Gordon calls them. They're out there, and they're making all kinds of things, you know, saying all kinds of things. But the reality is that the economic system that we have grown up with in this country and depend upon is gone. They have ruined it, and it's an intentional process. But, you know, Vicki Davis talks about the enterprise zones. these foreign direct investments. We talk about that, too. Well, here, Barry County, I live in Barry County. Barry County received its Enhanced Enterprise Zone designation. The Barry County Commission and the Enhanced Enterprise Zone, the EEZ Board, received their notification from David Kerr, Director of the Missouri Department of Economic Development, that the Barry County EEZ application has been approved, probably one under consideration or already approved in your county, too. This concludes a year-long process. You see how important it is, folks, to become vocal local and then follow these things as they happen locally. It's all incremental. It's been a whole year coming, and it's hardly gotten any attention in the news. But anyway, this concludes a year-long process and is very important to the economic development of Barry County, said Barry County Presiding Commissioner Cherry Warren. Of course, I live in the same voting precinct as Cherry Warren, and when I run for County Committee man, I'm up against Jerry Warren and his wife. County Commission wants to acknowledge the hard work of Bill Easley, the EZ Board, in creating very workable structures and applications. The mayor and the city councils of the seven cities levying taxes in the county also were immensely helpful in getting this application through. The purpose of a Missouri EEZ is to enable the designated area to provide tax credits to new or expanding businesses. EEZs are specific geographic areas designated by local governments and certified by the Department of Economic Development, that's DED. That's also a cross-barrier thing here. This is where the federal government now comes in, crosses over state boundaries, and becomes involved in your local counties. This zone designation is based on certain demographic conditions, the potential to create sustainable jobs, Agenda 21, coming in locally, Onis and Addis, jobs in a targeted industry, and a demonstrated impact on local industry cluster development. Cluster development, ever looked into that? Cluster development? Very interesting. The commission also passed a resolution directing that the Jenkins Fire District be exempted from the EEZ at the request of the fire district. And so, even though that was not made well known, there were exemptions possible. But most people didn't take advantage of it. Anyway, we'll find out a little bit more about these EEZs, the City of Purdy ordinances, and business and environmental plans.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And I do believe we're back online. I'll just check in here. We've got momentarily dropped there. Let's check with the chatters and make sure that we're still up and on air. Let's see what we got going right here. Can anybody in the chat room hear me? Let me know if you can. Let's see. Let's see what we got coming up here. Let's see what we got. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 4. Where do we go? I don't know. And we're on air yet? On air yet? Do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi. Lost the sound, so did I. Let's try this again. Audio died. No, okay. Audio is dead on the iTunes, too. Lost all of our sound coming out. Let's just go over here. Check this one out. All right. Oracle Broadcast. And see whether or not we're back on air yet. Let's see whether that did the job. Let's go over here. And let's add somebody over here. We'll just do this. Take over here. Bear with me, folks. We're trying to get this little system back in place. Still having some trouble. Let's see what we've got going. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Working through that. Working through that. Let's see if we can pick this guy up. And see what we got there. And come in here, close that out, move this over here, shove that over there. Let's see whether we got some time coming up here in this segment, so let's just all stay tuned. I'm back inside. Let's see whether or not the audience can hear us in the chat room. Looks like we might be back up. Let's see what we got. On air now. On air now. Okay, question mark to the folks in there. Let's see what we got. Yes, okay, we're back. Thank you. Great. Well, we had some kind of a temporary drop there. I'm not really quite sure what that was. But no matter, whatever it was, and that's the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes you just have to be persistent, and if there's anything that I am, it's consistently persistent. Here's a little bit. Water-wise, dedicated to the preservation of the Elk River watershed. Talking a little bit about these enterprise, enhanced enterprise zones coming on us and at us. Well, there's a watershed awareness festival, and this was back in March or May of 2007. And they say, well, the first annual watershed awareness festival presented by the Elk River Watershed Improvement Association. You could imagine if we had that same sort of an article headlining out in a newspaper near you in regards to the Mississippi watershed. We talked about that, how big it is. What is a watershed and how does it work? How does it affect the Elk River? And this is a little bit more. What is a watershed? The regional area of land from which all precipitation and runoff drain into a single water source is called a watershed. Watersheds are natural divisions on the landscape. rivers, lakes, estuaries, wetlands, streams, and even the ocean serve as catch basins for the land around them. Groundwater aquifers below the land surface serve the same purpose, catching and holding water for the future. All right? Holding water for the future, that's really important. And so when we start talking about water and water usage, as our caller Mark from Texas was mentioning, you know, it is a huge commodity. And it will be charged for use just like you are in it is being right now. You know it is. You've got a charge on your water bill. And your water bill, your sewer bill, those are both charged together. That includes a hidden charge for your stormwater sewer systems as well. It's tucked in there nicely, tightly. So all of these things work together. We talked about what is the state, what is the government. We found that we, the people, are the state, and that governments are instituted among men. We create governments, all right? And then we go through this process of the rise of statism. The rise of statism. The Industrial Revolution developed principally in England, but moved within a relatively short time to America, where it had a profound impact on the industrial development of the country. Prior to this time, business had been conducted on a local basis to a large extent. So we were taken way off course by the Industrial Revolution. But, of course, all of what we have today as a quote-unquote standard of living can be tracked right back to this development. After the war, they're talking about the Civil War here, with the progressive opening up of western parts of the country. That's westward expansion. That's wagons hoe. To a growing population with a consequent broadening of markets and of business activity, large companies began to appear. And the dominance of the corporation began to emerge. This development was the source of many of the business environmental factors of the present time. Let's go into this. There's a strong reason to believe that there exists a rather broad misconception of the role of profits in our economy, coupled with a suspicion that while profits are possibly necessary, they are too high. They are too high for the public good in some instances. The belief persists that many business firms, particularly the larger ones, could reduce their prices substantially without endangering their continued existence. The statements of dollar profit volume before taxes, which are issued periodically by many large companies, publicize amounts that are frequently beyond the comprehension of many people and serve to confirm the suspicion that profits are too large. And there's more. And there is more. It's quite probable that large segments of the general public, particularly those who do not own or manage business enterprises, are quite ignorant of the economics of business operation. Know little about accounting and finance, and hence are unable to understand the relationships between capital investment and the need for an adequate return to investors. So we'd like to say on Become Vocal Local, you know, if we're going to be the replacement set, if we're going to be the solution to this great problem that faces us right now, and I'm confident that government will continue even through this situation that we're dealing with now, just as in Greece. It may not be the government of George's Papandreou and the Illuminati, but it's going to be a government. And so if we're going to be that government on the other side of the fall, then maybe we ought to find out a little bit about this stuff so that we're not operating in the same kind of ignorance as some of these folk out there today. The consumer as final arbiter. You know, this idea of don't buy? Well, here's a little on that. The consumer as the final arbiter. Another important aspect of public opinion is the summation of the actions of individual consumers in accepting or rejecting products and services that businesses offer to them. It's up to you. Choices have consequences. Who you choose to do business with. Are your business transactions showing up on the Goldman store sales or the Red Book, or are they below the radar? You know, are you out there, you know, buying your whole milk direct from someone that has a cow? Are you buying your grass-fed beef from someone that's got the four legs on the ground? Without legislation or regulatory bodies, consumers show their approval or their disapproval of goods and services by the simple process of buying or not buying them. Now, when we take something like water, or we take something like gasoline and diesel, or we take something like electricity, they're basically monopolies. Those fall into the categories today of needs. These are needs. These are things that you scarce can do without. And so you can see how dangerous it has become allowing the oil monopolies to monopolize oil. It was so dangerous to create Aramco and set up the petrodollar. And why so many countries don't like the petrodollar, especially those in the Near and Middle East. And there's that break. I guess we're all up, running good. We'll come back and continue.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back again in this idea that one of the most potent methods of making certain that the products and the services provided by business are those which are needed and desired by the public, although the determination by producers of the acceptability of their products prior to their being offered for sale presents a most difficult problem. The decision of the public will come quickly and definitely once the products are available for purchase. While there's no complete agreement on the exact percentages involved, it has frequently been said that 8 out of every 10 new products that appear on the market fail to win public approval and are relegated to the scrap heaps. This aspect of the business environment is one of which all makers and sellers of goods and services are constantly aware. Of course, we've talked about Albert Van Dicey, his idea of law and legislation. public opinions and cross currents of public opinions as they affect law and legislation and the success and failure of businesses. Public opinion is huge. Remember Francois Guizot, the three primary pillars of a representative system of government. You have to have separation of powers. You have to have the ability to vote. But the third pillar is publicity. And I'm not talking about this controlled Jew media that they call, you know, the Jew World Order. What? I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is publicity, where we can actually have, you know, access to the freedom of the press, not a controlled press, but a free press. Anyway, let's go on a little further here. The corporate image. You know, we heard about Goldman Sachs. They're really concerned. Everybody doesn't like Goldman. Everybody would like to see, you know, a necktie party and invite Lloyd Blankfein and Fabrice Touré and all the rest of these clowns to come out and join us on the sidewalk for a little bit of, you know, not craft. We could be polite. The corporate image, a factor. They used to call this not just the corporate image. Oh, what was the term? I'll think of it in a minute and come back to it. But a factor in the environment of both large and small is goodwill. Goodwill. All right? Not the place where you take your castaways. Goodwill. Goodwill has a value. The corporate image has a value. You can buy and sell a business with that goodwill. You know, I could have a little pizza stand, and I could even have a hamburger stand. But boy, if I could raise the golden arches over the top or put a Pizza Hut sign up, I'd have customers right off the bat. Why? Because it's the corporate image. It's the goodwill. And so when you buy a franchise, you're not just buying, you know, the ovens and things like that. You're buying the name and the business model and the business plan and all of that stuff. It's all in there. The corporate image, a factor in the environment of both large and small businesses, but particularly in the case of the former, is what has come to be known as the corporate image concept. You know, what's the corporate image now of the sun god, Beyond Petroleum, BP, you know? After Macondo, if they go up there and screw up the Gull Island project with their Liberty oil rig, they're out. At least they're out here. But they'll squash that. They'll quash it in the media. And the people in Argentina won't hear about it. And the people in Asia won't hear about it and elsewhere. But let's continue. The corporate image concept. This refers to the impression of a corporation that is held by the public, which may be either good or bad. Now let's step back. And remember that our government are corporations. All right? So what's the corporate image of the United States? Are you scum-sucking, murderous, imperialist betards? I mean, they've tarnished our corporate image. They should all be fired on that ground alone. It's valuable to us. There's no full faith or credit left. They've tarnished our corporate image. A firm may be regarded as beneficent. And that's an important word. That's the key of understanding what the pursuit of happiness is. That's a very important word, beneficent, the pursuit of happiness. Ruthless, public-spirited, progressives, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, conservative, sure, Jorge Bush II, right. Anyway, or reliable, or any one of a number of favorable or unfavorable characterizations. No small part of the activities of a public relations firm, and of course you can go back and look at Ivy Ledbetter Lee in your browser, find out more about him, Edward Bernays. No small part of the activities of a public relation firm, that's how they got John Boehner to have his name Boehner, consists of endeavoring to create and preserve favorable corporate image for their clients. For small businesses, the image that the public has of them is important, but somewhat less so than with the big business, possibly because of the personal contacts that a small businessman may have with his customers. Business and government, it's the rise of statism. When the people of this country believe, that's a key word there, belief, there's a lie inside of every belief system, that something should be done. When the people of this country believe that something should be done, save us! Save us! Bail our bacon out! Well, bacon does sound pretty good with a couple eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, a cup of coffee, and a big slice of pecan pie. Anyway, when the people of this country believe that something should be done, well, the people have spoken, which they are unable to do for themselves. Now, this transports me back in time to the 1970s. I was writing a paper for a school, college course, and I wrote in there, in regards to government, the government's sole purpose is to provide those goods and services that people are either unable or unwilling to provide for themselves, and none other. And here it is in the 1967 in a business course that had been taken, and I would have seen it there, where they say the same thing. When the people of this country believe that something should be done which they are unable to do for themselves, they usually turn to some branch of government to secure the desired action. All right, there are benefits to having a government, and there is a benefit to working together from time to time. But it should not be an all-the-time type of a thing. At the federal level, nearly all types of business that engage in interstate commerce, here we are back to our interstate and intrastate commerce discussion, have been affected by government action to some extent, frequently through some form of regulation. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory regulations, regulated privileges, taxable, licensable, and revocable through some form of regulation. In many instances, the pattern has been for the Congress to pass certain laws designated to regulate some field of business. We talked about the Dodd-Frank Act yesterday. Tyler Durden over at Zero Hedge stepped into a pile of dung, put a bunch of crap out, and of course it was instantly scooped up and eaten by Ted Anderson and the Bullhorn Boy, and they spread it to the four winds. I got emails all afternoon in regards to it, and it was just basically a bunch of poppycock or cock-a-pop or however you want to look at it. In many instances, again, the pattern has been for the Congress to pass certain laws designed to regulate some field of business or some business activity. That'd be the, they're going to cover it. And then to establish federal agencies to administer these laws. So we've got the rise of the administrative state, the fourth branch of government. For example, the Interstate Commerce Commission was established in 1887 to regulate the railroads under the Interstate Commerce Act. The Federal Trade Commission was set up in 1915 to administer the Federal Trade Commission Act and the Clayton Act. In the same manner, the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Power Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, and many others were created by Congress to handle problems in their respective fields. What a nightmare it's become. The alphabet soup of government agency. An interesting aspect, and again, I'm sharing information right out of the Introduction to Business by Gloss and Baker. This published back in 1967, right? This is the Southwestern Publishing Company textbook for college. They call it right here. This is an introductory, what do they say? A textbook for the first course in business on the collegiate level. So here we are, our internet homeschool classroom, going to college again. Loving every minute of it. Let's go on. Again, an interesting aspect of this form of governmental action is the decisions reached by these agencies in dealing with matters which properly come within their authority. That's a huge discussion. What is the subject matter jurisdiction of government on various things? Can we find out? Can we define it? Again, an interesting aspect of this form of governmental action is that the decisions reached by these agencies in dealing with matters which properly come within their authority have the force of law and are, in fact, commonly referred to as administrative law. This is legal positivism. Whatever the agency says has the full force and effect of law. Here, right off the front page of the Berry County Advertiser, June 15, 2011. Small town America. City of Purdy enforces ordinances. Last month, Russ Nichols of the Purdy Police Department was appointed as the city's new building inspector and ordinance enforcement officer. Oh, I'm sure he has just a whole bunch of experience. No doubt. And he was appointed. But now all of a sudden, he's the lawmaker, he's the judge, and he's the executioner. We'll be back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.